Well, I'm really interested to know what you're thinking. I've got about 50 questions for you. The first one is, you mentioned the fact that at surgery he had Gleason 6, and I'm curious, do you see downstaging of the primary when you give systemic therapy, when you give endocrine therapy?
You know, I must admit that I have not had many cases like this. This one is, I find, a bit unusual. As you recall, there were many trials in the past that had looked at neoadjuvant hormone therapy prior to radical prostatectomy. And I must admit, I have not gone back to review them to see the concordance between the biopsy diagnosis and Gleason score versus the postoperative Gleason score. But at the end of the day, he did have M1. It's almost irrelevant, I would argue, what the Gleason score is, since he already has biopsy-proven bony metastases.
I mean, I was just curious because I hadn't even thought about it. And the other question I was thinking about is, how often do you see Gleason 6 in a patient presenting with metastatic disease? Is there any correlation?
Well, so the Gleason 6 generally, if you think about it from a newly diagnosed cases, these are the patients that potentially have the option of active surveillance, recognizing fully that, again, in this gentleman, he was treated, and it was several months after treatment that the pathology could have been impacted by the fact that he received several months of very potent hormonal therapy. But I think a Gleason 6 disease, I've seen very few cases based on a biopsy, not a radical prostatectomy, where the patient was on active surveillance, went on for about a year or so, PSA goes up, re-biopsied, and now they have actually more significant disease, and then prostatectomy is done. But situation like this, I have not seen many.
So he was actually Gleason 7, I guess, at diagnosis. So it wasn't that much different. Why did he get the imaging? Did he have any pain or symptoms?
He came to me with imaging already. And again, he's a Gleason 7. PSA was 7.9. If you think about it, that wasn't terribly elevated. But for whatever reason, his primary managing physician elected to do the imaging. And in some way, I'm glad for his sake that the imaging got done.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting case.